It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and this is class session 112. And if you have your Bibles, be turning it to the book of Malachi chapter 3. In just a moment, we're going to look at Malachi chapter 3 and verse 14, where it says, "Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his charge, and that we have walked mournfully before Jehovah of hosts?" Notice those words. What profit is it that we have walked mournfully before Jehovah of hosts? They had the idea that if they would fast and they would be mournful and they'd put on mournful garments, that somehow they'd get some profit out of that. And they were being motivated by the wrong motive, as we will see in just a moment. You may want to turn to follow with me. I'm going to read in just a moment from Isaiah chapter 58 about the right way and the wrong way to fast and to mourn. But while you're turning there, let me remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're looking at Sunday school lessons as they were prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of 1922. Now let's get to this text. They had walked mournfully before the Lord here in the book of Malachi, and yet they found no profit in that. And part of the reason is because they had the wrong motive. There's a lot of misunderstanding about fasting in the Bible, and fasting was often done at a time of mourning, and Isaiah spoke to this. Isaiah the prophet says, in Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 9, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and declare unto my people their transgression, and to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, and as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God, they ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Wherefore have we fasted, they say, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find your own pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and contention, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye fast not this day so as to make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I have chosen, the day for a man to afflict his soul? It is to bow down his head as a rush, and to spread his sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day unto Jehovah? It is not this fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring to the poor that are cast out into thine house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy healing shall bring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of Jehovah shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and Jehovah will answer. Thou shalt cry, And he will say, "Here I am." There is an outward form of righteousness that some delight in, and they think God delights in that form himself, and they do it for their own benefit and their own pleasure, and not for the will of God. And that was the problem with the fast that Isaiah was talking about. And that is the problem of the mourning that Malachi was talking about in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 14. Turn back to the book of Malachi. Let me read verse 15, and then we'll read Elam's notes on that passage. Verse 15 says, "And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are built up. Yea, they tempt God and escape." Elam said, these sinful Jews called the proud happy. They were not prospering. The wicked people about them, it seemed, were prospering, and such were happy. It seemed that they who worked wickedness were built up, and those who tempted God by their sins escaped. That is, the ones who insulted and despised God and worked wickedness prospered, while the righteous and the holy suffered and were overcome by wickedness. But there's a difference between the righteous and the wicked. Malachi chapter 3, 16 says, in 16 and 17, "They that feared Jehovah spake with one another, and Jehovah hearkened and heard. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Jehovah, and they that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith Jehovah of hosts, even my own possession in the day that I make them. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." They that feared Jehovah were the few or remnant who, in the midst of this skeptical, unfaithful, and wicked ones just described, clung to God and relied on his promises. They knew it would be well with all who feared God. Then, when these wicked ones were saying all these hard things and acting so wickedly, those who feared Jehovah spake to one another to encourage one another. Mutual exhortation is most necessary, and it is commanded by the Lord. Let me read to you some passages from the New Testament about that. We read in the book of Hebrews. Let me look at the passage here now. Hebrews chapter 3 and in verse 12. "Take heed, brethren, lest haply there shall be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief and falling from the living God. But exhort one another day by day, so long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." We read again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, and beginning in verse 24. Well, let me start beginning in verse 19. Hebrews 10:19. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the way which he dedicated for us, a new and living way, through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in fullness of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, that it waver not, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking our own assembling together, as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." This need to be reminded and exhorted to serve God is found way back in the old book of Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, we read, "Hear, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah, and thou shalt love Jehovah thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, that they may be frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house and upon the gates. We read that in Elam's notes, they also thought upon the name of Jehovah, which mean upon his great goodness and his mercy and his truth and his justice. This gave them courage and strength. God gave heed to their conversations and heard the very thoughts of their hearts, and this was so pleasing to him that a book of remembrance was written before him. God kept a record. You know, kings keep a record of men who perform heroic deeds or deeds of treachery and shame, as we have seen in the book of Ezra. So, in the book of Esther. So God has a book. Listen to these passages. It says in Psalm chapter 56 and verse 8, Thou numberest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Isaiah 65 and verse 6, Behold, it is written before me. I will not keep silence, but will recompense. Yea, I will recompense. Daniel 7 in verse 10, A fiery stream issued, and it came forth from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1, And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to this same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 3. Yea, I beseech thee, true yoke fellow, help these women. For they labored with me in the gospel with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. He that overcometh shall thus be arrayed in white garments, and I will in no wise blot his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8. All that dwell on the earth shall worship him, every one whose name hath not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb that hath been slain. Revelation 22:11 and 12. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was no place found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, stand before the throne, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Revelation 21:23-27. The city of God hath no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp thereof is the Lamb. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything unclean, or he that maketh an abomination and a lie, but only they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. And one more, Luke 10:18-20, he said unto them, I beheld Satan fallen as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, but that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.